Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Who has the best inheritance story? I know it sounds like a weird question, but it was suggested that now that my wife and I have two kids, that we should do our wills.
Yeah.
And to me, doing your will ranks second, right behind receiving your first issue of Modern Maturity from the AARP. So there's that. And then I've been putting this off because it's a monumental task.
Yeah.
Who will get custody of the kids? Listen, you don't want to think about that stuff.
Right.
Who will get, you know, how will the money be set up? Mm-hmm. Will my kids be old enough to understand what's happening? Will, if they're too young when they get money, will they squander it away?
Right.
Then this weekend, I have this little bench in my garage where I pretend to do projects.
Not like very a little workbench?
Yeah, a little workbench. And I had this wooden box that my stepdad had handed down to me. His dad had this box and had given it to him. So we're in generation two, and I'm holding this box in my hand. I'm thinking about my stepdad. And I'm thinking, I got to hand this down to Sam. I texted my wife immediately. I go, I know we don't have the will, but anything happens to me, give Sam this box. But give it to him at an age where he can appreciate it, and it's not going to end up just like storing marijuana in his dorm room, right? Like, he has to realize this is special. This is for special papers and all of that. And that got me thinking, oh, my gosh, if this wooden box is going to get handed down. Like, I thought the task was monumental when I was just merely talking about, like, my 401k.
Right, like the nuts and bolts, the big stuff, right?
Right. But now, I mean, I have a little toy Hess truck in our office. Somebody's, my great-great-grandchildren need to get that. Just the mind starts going, and I'm like,
all of the furniture
my
that no
family's
one can sit on.
Hate me, my furniture. They're going to die. They're going to be like, all right, the reading of the will commence Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. and is expected to take about 3.5 weeks. There will be lunch breaks. So I thought there's got to be some cool inheritance stories out there. 404-741-0985. Maybe you got something that was really amazing. Maybe you got something that was really just like a problem, annoying. Like I mentioned, the pig farm in Nebraska. It's like, now I got this issue. 404-741-0985. Ann in Loganville, you have a good inheritance story?
Well, yes. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to my grandmother. She worked at a bank up in Washington, D.C., and she was a teller. And every month, this little old lady would come in. My grandmother wouldn't ask her for her ID. She would cash her pension check and her Navy check. And the lady would take my grandmother out to lunch once a month. Well, when the lady died, she left my grandmother $250,000 for being nice to her.
Oh, stop it.
That'll teach you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be nice.
Yep.
Did you, Ann, have you gotten any of that money?
I got a little bit of it when my grandmother died.
Rest her soul. Rest her soul.
Yes, but she was 94 when she died, so we have very longevity in our life. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well,
thanks, Ann.
Yeah. I just want to say before we go, Ann, it was really nice talking to you. We really appreciate the call. 404-741-0985. We're talking about inheritance. It's a little dark, but we were supposed to, you know, somebody told us we should do our will. We have two kids now. And I was thinking about all the financial, all these things that have to be decided. And then I was holding on to this box, this wooden box my stepdad gave me. And I was like, oh, boy, I have a lot of instructions that I need to leave. So that's what we're talking about. And Ellie is in Kennesaw.
Hey there.
What did you inherit?
My mother passed away whenever I was very young. I was in fourth grade. I was 9 years old. And I inherited her wedding ring. And just to speak on what y'all were talking about earlier, my mother, my grandmother said, I don't know, they might be too young to receive these rings. My sisters each got a ring. Mm-hmm. I got a ring. And there were some other things, but everything was lost. Over the years that my mother ever had, I don't even have many pictures of her. But the one thing that, because like it was like storage units, we would lose it over or move, we would lose her dresses.
Right. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, and really we lost everything. I don't have anything, but I was in fourth grade, and I tell you what, I have that ring. So you know, like that's special to me, and I just knew at a young age, such an important close person to you, you're not going to lose something that special.
Right, right. And now, so this started this whole, this like wooden box started this whole thing. So now, and I'll look this up, but this is something everybody should do. This, there are now like keepsake is one that you can write a baby book. They ask you questions, you answer the questions, you hand it down. But there's another one for stories.
Yeah,
and. Think of like
very cool.
We have to do that. Like, I'm going to spend, I probably have about 30 years left if I'm lucky, knock on wood. I'm going to spend the next 30 years archiving my life,
everything,
my legacy.
There's nothing better than those stories, too. You won't forget those, you know, like you won't lose those. You can't, once you read that story, you ain't going to forget it, you know?
Exactly. Thank you. So, and you know, I was talking to my mom yesterday. She's going to help me edit it. She used to edit like as a, she would write newsletters for her job. Mm-hmm. She was in the communications department. She's great at that. So we're going to come together. I'm figuring there's going to be a book
and
deal.
A movie and a Netflix
probably
series.
Movie rights.
And,
yeah.
I mean.
We're taking offers now. 404-741-0985. We're talking about inheritance stories, like best inheritance stories. 404-741-0985. Did you inherit something that's so amazing it's a great story, or so terrible it's a great story?
So my grandma, my mom's mom, passed away probably 5 years or so ago now. And my entire life, she had been collecting Fostoria crystal to hand down to me. So now I have like an 8-foot tall china cabinet that every single row is filled to the brim with Fostoria crystal. I have boxes upon boxes upon boxes of this stuff. I have no idea where I'm going to put it. It's still sitting in her house in Tennessee.
I'll tell you where you're going to put it. You're going to put it on eBay.
No, I'm not.
You're going to hold on to that?
Heck yeah, I am. It's Fostoria.
Okay, that's one. I don't even know, but that's wonderful. It's, as long as you're excited about it and you want to hold on to it. But how many people would hold on to something? They're like, it's an eyesore. I've got all these Hummels. I don't know what to do. I can't possibly get rid of them. And then it becomes like, you know, the rest
an
of your story. You're trapped by this. 404-741-0985. Inheritance story from Donna and McDonough.
My weird item is my mother's mother. She worked at Flowers Bakery 60 years ago here in Atlanta, and the women wore these huge aprons, so they gave them these 6-inch safety pins. My mom said, here, I want you to have this. This is their treasure. I've been holding on since your grandmother passed away, and right. I was looking forward to having this. So I think I put it in a pocketbook that I put in a yard sale. And I think for the last 2 years, my husband thinks I'm a nut because every time he throws away any kind of papers or anything's in a box, I'm like, nope, I have to look through everything before you do this.
You've become a hoarder.
I've become a hoarder.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to get the word out. If anybody went to a yard sale in McDonough and purchased a purse, could they please look inside that purse?
6-inch safety pin in it.
Please, thank you. My mother's heart is broken, and now she will not let me take anything out of her house as well. And I'm the oldest of three, so my baby brother, who's like, you know, he was the youngest child, so he got away with everything. Well, now he's the perfect child.
Oh.
I'm the rotten apple, and he's
just
the perfect
that safety
apple.
Pin. Say a prayer to St. Anthony, and I'm going to write down your phone number now. We'll keep that handy here. If anybody finds a 6-inch safety pin, it belongs to Donna.
Thank you. It would mean the world if it showed up.
Your marriage is falling apart. You're a hoarder. Your mother doesn't trust you. It's the least we can do.
Your brother's the golden child all of a sudden. I mean,
yes.
Thanks a lot, Grandma. Thank you. Wanda and Hiram, inherited story.
I actually worked for a veterinarian that a week before he actually passed away, we had a conversation and he wasn't sick. So it was just a random conversation that if anything happened to him, I would take care of his cats. And needless to say, he had 22 cats.
Oh my gosh.
I had 10 of my own at home.
No.
So now you have 32 cats?
I stuck to my word. I turned my garage into a beautiful cat room. And this was in 2011. And I took care of his cats. And to this day, I'm down to 13. And I'm still taking care of his cats.
Oh, how sweet of you to do that.
You know that, you know, you could have donated at least 10 of those cats to Taylor Swift. She would have taken those off your hands.
You know, about calling like Ellen DeGeneres and saying, hey, do you need a cat?
Yeah. But, either take my cat, Ellen, or give me a check for $10,000.
No kidding.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Good morning, Monica and Kennesaw.
Good morning.
Could you please kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Go on and skedaddle.
I'm out of here, Monica. Good luck.
Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara stands outside the studio while I ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then I'm going to bring Kara back in. I'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 of her own money. You ready?
Let's do it.
Question one, Elton John had to cancel shows on his farewell tour because he has COVID. True or false, Elton has a home here in Atlanta.
True.
Question number two, price of orange juice has gone up as farmers fight an orange tree disease in the state that normally produces the most oranges. What state is that?
Florida.
Number three, the SAT, that test you take to hopefully get into a good college, they're going digital by 2024. What specific number pencil do we currently use to fill out those answers?
Number two.
Number four, Steve Carell's reuniting with John Krasinski for a new movie called If. What TV show do those two star in together?
Parks and Rec.
Number five, the Queen's Guard paid tribute to Meatloaf by playing I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That outside of Buckingham Palace. Who lives at Buckingham Palace?
The Queen.
All right. I'm going to bring Kara back in. You did very well. Very well. Kara making her way back in, ready for the same questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Elton John had to cancel some shows on his farewell tour because he tested positive for COVID. True or false, Elton has a home here in Atlanta.
That's true.
That is true. That's what Monica said. Park Place in Buckhead.
Mm-hmm.
He owns like the top 50 floors. Question number two, price of orange juice has gone up. There's an orange tree disease in the state that produces the most oranges. What's that state?
Florida.
That's what Monica said as well. It's knotted up at two apiece. Number three, the SAT is going digital. Right now, we use a specific number pencil to fill out the answers.
Number two pencil.
It's 3-3. Question four, Steve Carell's reuniting with John Krasinski for a new movie called If. What TV show do the two star in together?
The Office.
The Office is the answer. Monica said Parks and Rec. Kara pulls out into the lead. It's 4-3. Final question. The Queen's Guard paid tribute to Meatloaf by playing I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That outside of Buckingham Palace. Who lives at Buckingham Palace?
The Queen?
Final score, Kara 5, Monica 4. Monica, are you smarter than Kara?
Not this time. Maybe next time.
Kara, your record right now stands at 1,199 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Monica.
Thanks, Kara.
You don't get the cash, Monica, but we're sending you to see Thomas Rhett, who's Rhett Atkins' son. I didn't know that. Solaris Amphitheater at Lakewood on July 22nd. The tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Don't change. Whatever you do, I just pray that you don't change, Monica.
Thank you.
Of course. We'll play again tomorrow. You can always sign up to play in advance. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Corinne, what's going on? You have a problem with a friend? What's going on?
I have a problem with a new friend, actually.
Okay.
So me and my husband just moved to town, and, like, we went to this dog park, and, like, we have a one-year-old Weimaraner, mm-hmm. and we met this girl, Macy, and her husband, and she also has a Weimaraner, so we're like, oh, my gosh. This is such a dog match made in heaven, you know.
Well, and if you guys, yeah, and if you guys just moved here, it's probably cool to start meeting people, I imagine.
Well, it was great at first, and Macy invited us over to dinner, so we went. And I mean, that house, to call her a hoarder would probably be an insult to hoarders everywhere.
Oh no!
Jeez. Just stuff all over the place, like old food.
Oh, God.
I promise you there were probably rats.
Oh. So did you at that point decide, all right, we're not going to be friends with these guys, even though our dogs are similar?
Well, I tried to get past it at first and think maybe she can hang out at our house and come to dinner there, or we can go out. But then her husband, I mean, they kept us there talking for 6 hours, and he got so drunk and passed out. That was the only reason we were even able to leave.
This sounds like a couple you don't want to be friends with. So why do you need forgiveness?
Well, she's just been calling me and texting me for the past 3 weeks, and I haven't responded to anything.
And that's tough, because I imagine she thought you guys were new BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, especially after 6 hours, you kind of think, oh, these people like me.
At the 3 weeks, too, you're like, I can't keep ducking them. They're persistent.
Right.
They're never going to let me.
Yeah, and now you kind of look rude if you're not answering calls or texts for 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, there's only so long that you can be like, oh, I was busy.
Are you looking to break up with a friend? Is that what's going on with this new friend? You need our help telling her, like, okay, let off. It's not going to work out?
Yeah, but let her down easy.
It takes a village, my friend. All right, so we're going to break up with your friend. You're ready to do this?
I need you guys.
All right.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We just talked to Corinne a couple of minutes ago. She said she met this woman named Macy at a dog park, and they hit it off immediately. And then she went over to this woman's house, and they had dinner, and it was a nightmare. And since then, she's ghosted her. So she needs forgiveness. Corinne, sit tight. We're going to talk to Macy here.
Hello.
Is this Macy?
This is she.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5.
Okay.
Have you heard from your friend Corinne?
No. Have you heard from her?
She just moved to town, is that right?
Yeah, I met Corinne at a dog park. I've been trying to get a hold of her, like, frantically, and she just ghosted me.
Is there a particular reason you said you're trying to get in touch with her frantically? Do you need to talk to her?
Yeah, I need to tell Corinne that she's going to be a grandma because our dog is pregnant now.
What?
Oh my gosh, there's puppies?
Corinne?
Yeah, hi. Wow,
hi.
This changes everything.
Hang on. Macy, Corinne was calling us for some help with something, but I don't even know.
Hey, guys, can we put Macy on hold for a second?
You guys, what is going on?
Macy, bear with us for 1 second, okay? I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back. I'm so sorry about this. All right, hang on. Corinne.
Wow, we have to change everything now. I didn't know there were puppies.
Have to change everything? What do you mean, change everything?
If those are my puppies, like, I want to be able to, like, get at least 2 puppies.
I don't know where we come in here.
I guess if there's, like, some sort of way that she could forgive me for not calling for 3 weeks and,
okay,
you know, kind of start from the beginning with it.
Okay. All right. Hang on 1 second. Hey, Macy?
Yes.
Sorry, we just had to work something out. This is a feature on our show that's called Forgive and Forget, and Corinne had something that she wanted to ask your forgiveness for.
you know, I didn't really know how to call you after 3 weeks. You know, you'd been calling and texting, and I just felt so embarrassed for being such a bad friend. And I just hope that you can forgive me for not calling you back and kind of getting wrapped up in my own life too much.
I don't understand what you're even talking about.
Corinne, you owe Macy a little bit of an explanation here.
So I was kind of calling the radio station to break up with you as a friend. We live our lives so different. Your house is different than how I'd keep mine, and our husbands are very different people. And when you said puppies, I reconsidered, because obviously I want to be a dog grandma, and those are my puppies too. So, you know, I'm willing to just start fresh on our friendship and try to work it out.
Macy, are you willing to forgive Corinne for wanting to break up with you, but now that there's dogs, she wants to be friends with you again?
Maybe if you would have answered the phone, we could have worked this out. I was even going to let you guys have a pick of the litter, or maybe even two of the puppies, but now, like, no way.
What are you going to do with all those dogs, Macy?
I'm going to sell them. I mean, they're $1,400 each.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Can I have at least one of them? Like, maybe even the runt.
This conversation is over. This isn't going to happen.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Cold start. Sunshine today, 52. Hawks host the Sacramento Kings tonight at State Farm Arena. What's going on, Kara?
Well, yes, it didn't happen.
I mean, I said, what's going on, Kara?
We got some really sad news from Zoo Atlanta yesterday. Oh. The world's oldest male gorilla, Ozzy, suddenly passed away. He was 61 years old. He was found by his care team, and there's not really a clue what happened quite yet. They did notice that his appetite had decreased, and they were trying to treat him for that. But to be 61 for a gorilla is incredible.
Carrying that kind of weight around for 61 years? Enough is enough.
That's
a life well lived.
Now, if the chance to go to the Super Bowl isn't enticing enough to make you save a life and go donate some blood, maybe this will. Between now and the end of the month, you can get yourself a free dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. And you'll also still be enrolled to get those Super Bowl tickets and that possibly that home entertainment package, too. This is all because of the Red Cross's National Blood Shortage Declaration back on January 11th. That means they are so short on everything. They need negative and positive is usually the most needed, but they are accepting any blood types. They need platelets. This is a serious situation that they're in right now. So if you'd like to participate, donate some blood, you can go to redcrossblood.org and make an appointment.
Just shows you the sign of the times.
Yeah.
I used to be able to give blood just for the pretzels and finger sandwiches, and now they're giving away all those donuts and Super Bowl tickets.
Man, in high school, I loved it when they would come because they could get out of an entire, like, two class periods
yes.
to go donate some blood.
They're really offering too much here.
Well, and depending on where you go, there are some locations that are giving out other incentives, too. So there is a good push to go out there and give a little juice.
I'm holding out for the Range Rover.
Oh, Lord.
Will they offer me a vehicle?
Now, it was just last year when Atlanta's iconic Manuel's Tavern was in serious danger of closing down. The community came together and helped raise thousands of dollars to keep the doors open. So earlier this week, when the sign suddenly changed to Queso's Mexican Food, people started freaking out. Yes, the entire building has been transformed, but Manuel says it's just a little movie magic. They're going to be the location for something that's going to be filming here over the next week. Now, they're going to be closed today, but they'll be open for the rest of the week, regular operations, and are even adding a Stanley-style taco to the menu to have a little nod to the movie that's going to be filmed there.
Can you imagine you donate to keep a place open, and then they
And then you drive by, and the whole thing is changed, and you're like, what?
Save our iconic restaurant. It's now known as the Lazy Llama. If there's such a thing as peaking as a human being at the very moment you're also hitting rock bottom, that is having a full Thanksgiving meal on a random Tuesday night in January.
Why would you do something like that on a Tuesday? A full Thanksgiving meal takes a lot of planning and like a lot of prep and a lot of cooking.
I know. It all started with, do you know what a CSA is, right?
No.
A CSA, it stands for Community Supported Agriculture. It basically means somebody else picks your groceries for you.
Okay.
So every Wednesday we get a box from Fresh Harvest that shows up on our doorstep.
Cool.
And it contains whatever's in season. We don't get, I guess you can request some stuff, but a lot of stuff they just put in there because
like
they're in
season. Like a crapshoot?
Right. I don't know when the cranberries arrived, but I found them in the fridge. So my challenge is, and I love to cook, so my challenge is to figure out a way to work these in. Like, all right, so we have a rutabaga. Anybody have any idea how to braise a rutabaga or whatever, right?
Okay, so it's like a personal Chopped. Like, you get your mystery basket of goods, and you have to create something incredible.
No. The difference between, yes, Chopped.
Yeah.
Not like Hello Fresh.
No.
Hello Fresh. They actually have something in mind.
Right. You get a recipe right. And everything.
These people just send you produce. Whatever. They pick things and just throw them in the bucket.
Here, use this.
And it shows up in my house and I'm left with the problem. You could tell who signed up for this, right?
Yeah.
So the cranberries were in the refrigerator and I was like, what are we going to do with the cranberries? And my wife was like, oh yeah, those just came. Lies. So I was like, well, the only thing you can do with cranberries is make cranberry sauce. So I began planning a quote unquote thing. We also, she found some discounted 49-cent stovetops. So we were like on our way to our Thanksgiving dinner anyway. And we modified it. We got a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
It's really not that. I said to my mom last night, she was like, what are you doing? Like, everybody's blown away.
Having a good time.
And I said, I'm just going to make Thanksgiving so often that Thanksgiving Day is no big deal.
Right.
So and then I just started going crazy. I built up with like the crescent rolls and all of this. So I posted the picture to my Instagram at Tad on Air, and the number one comment that was made, where's the cranberry sauce?
Ooh.
The cranberry sauce, who started the snowball going down
right?
the mountain, those berries I pulled out of the bag had gone bad.
Oh, no. So you created this whole thing around some cranberries that you didn't even get to use.
Created the entire meal around the cranberry sauce.
Man.
Is to blame for my
Tuesday
calorie
night
intake.
Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, you hear people using excuses of why they ate the last piece of cheesecake or
right.
why they didn't run that day. I bet I'm the first person to ever blame
cranberry
sauce.
Potentially.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.